I think this is a big mistake, man. Why did you solve nightmares?
I already have.
It could be worse.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to!
Hey, we've had a problem here. Here's the thing, please. Houston, we've had a main beam bus undervolt.
Roger, main beam undervolt. Okay, stand by, 13.
The main event of the evening!
And we're doing it better than anybody else alive. Now, Buddy Landell, it's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
And welcome back to Camper Chronicles.
Woo!
How about an intro right there by Ric Flair? What an interesting character. I got to meet him back in the day, or I wooed at Ric Flair, and he wooed back at me.
Woo!
True story. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 1994, maybe 93. Wrestling tournament, the Expo Center, Tulsa Nationals. Yeah, used to be a tough tournament. I don't know how it is today. I'm sure it is. Sure, it's still tough. There's kids still wrestling, but I was there, and then here comes the Nature Boy. I was sitting, waiting on my next match. Nature Boy comes strutting through there, and I had to give him a big woo. And he looked back at me, and he went, woo. And then he went and coached his son. It was pretty amazing. Son was there doing the same thing I was trying to do, get on the podium at Tulsa Nationals. It's actually his late son now. He passed away now, but rest in peace, Reed Flair, you know. Don't know what happened, but he was wrestling at that tournament that day as well. But it was pretty cool to get wooed by the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, and it's pretty cool to see him rebound and back in the news. Back in the news, the Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, is back. I don't know if you've ever read his book, but his life's pretty amazing, pretty crazy. You often question how these people are still alive. You know, him, Mick Jagger. Ozzy Osbourne, this is the same kind of lifestyle that they were living. Basically, they were rock stars, you know. They were performing day in, day out, doing all kinds of drugs, I'm sure. I don't know. I wasn't there. Not for that. Not for that. But it is one day before inauguration, and I'm excited. You know, I'm thinking, oh, there's no tax coming. What? No tax? How are we going to pay for the schools? No, that hasn't questioned my mind. All of you people that are questioning this tactics or watching the news too much, saying, oh, all of our phones are going to go up, all of our expenses are going to go up. You don't know that. That's all the media propaganda you've been listening to. I do believe we're honestly going back to the golden age. I don't know if I've just been reading a lot of nonsense or my sources are wrong, but I believe we're stepping away from the Federal Reserve finally. Last time we tried to do that, presidents got shot. You know, and I hate to talk about 1912 or the sinking of the Titanic, but there was two billionaires on that ship that was going to vote against the Federal Reserve. Ship goes down. They lost the two votes. 1913, we have that. 1929, the stock market crashes. And we've had inflation ever since. So keep swallowing the poison, listeners, and paying your dues. The whole idea of paying your fair share is horseshit to me. Yeah, you pay your fair share, but 40% is not your fair share. There's no such thing as fair. Right? The only fair that exists is carnivals. Right? Got rides, show animals. Right? But this world is competitive. There's no such thing as fair. Get out there and get yours. But when they take yours, also ask where it's going. So I'm looking forward to stepping in this new realm of the golden age. No tax. I mean, there's going to be a sales tax, of course. See how many people can actually save their money. Instead of saying, ooh, now I can get this, say, I can save that. Or I can pay cash for that. They say they're going to put caps on credit cards, too, as far as interest. Wow. I heard 10%. 10%. That'd be pretty amazing. Argentina has been in the news lately, and their new leader has done amazing things there. And he's kind of, we're going with the same platform that they were basically a model for us, I believe, is what we're stepping into as far as the tariffs and slashing taxes. And he has done this whole theory that we pay for the roads and we pay for that. Yeah, you do. Times a million. So where's all the other money going? This whole philosophy of pay your fair share, and you've been brainwashed by the man, the government. They've been telling you. You know, and then you got a zillion different tax codes that none of us normal people know about. And you got some people not paying nothing. So where's their fair share? So there's no such thing as fair. I'm tired of hearing that. Get it out of your vocabulary. Fair is disgusting. If someone mentions fair, you should get punched in the mouth.
This isn't fair. He's this and he's that.
Shut up. Okay, what are you doing to fix it? Stop worrying about other people and worry about yourself. That's all I can say.
Woo!
Rolex wearing, limousine riding, jet flying, alligator riding. Let's go. I mean, if that doesn't get you pumped up on a Sunday morning, one day before inauguration, maybe you need to reach down and see if you have a pair. And if you don't, then you're a female. It's easy. All right, cool. You don't have it. One or the other. And this whole confusing the youth and this media propaganda is hopefully gone. I mean, jeez. You know, men fighting women and the Olympics and all kinds of weird stuff. How much weirder can it get? I mean, next thing you know, Jake Paul's probably going to be fighting a freaking dog or something, or maybe a grizzly bear. Maybe a grizzly bear will actually win, you know, or he's going to win. Again, I don't know if you can get a grizzly bear to throw the fight like Tyson. But I would like to see a bear and Paul fight on pay-per-view to the death. To the death. So that way you know there is a guaranteed winner. Right, this is no, we don't have to leave it to the judges, anybody. All right, I want to see a bear versus Paul, 2025, March. Let's go. All right, promote that. But there's a lot of things going on. I told you there was things going on in New Jersey last week. And there's still things, speculation going on around Washington. There's now helicopters flying around. The inauguration keeps getting shuffled around. It's good. It's not because of the weather. It's not because it's too cold. It's because there's threats everywhere. They've already tried to kill this man two times. And then you got people on X and Twitter saying, oh, he's a bitch because it's too cold. Just layer up. It's not about the cold. Just layer up. You don't layer up against a goddamn bullet at your head. All right. Shut up, Tampon Tim. Layer up. How about you nuke up? All right. That's what's happening. The threat is unbelievable right now. The threat level. And Trump, being cool as a cat, cold as the pillow, is just chilling. I mean, he seems relaxed for millions of people, apparently. There's not millions of people that hate this guy. The media is screaming that. That is not true. Snoop Dogg performed at one of his inauguration parties that, you know, he's back after he act like he shot him in the head on a damn music video. They're going to be kissing the ring. All right. You're going to see America's going to prosper in the next few years, and they will love him. People will love him. When your groceries are going down, fuel is going down, your money is going a lot further, your family's not struggling anymore, you're not struggling anymore. America first, your family first, your neighbor first. People are going to prosper, and he's going to go down, I think, as one of the best presidents ever, most likable. He's absolutely funny. Give him a chance. If you knew him before he went for president, or you watch any of the clips where he was on Oprah, he was on this, he was on that, he was on everything. He was on Home Alone. I mean, Nelly's rapping about, you know, Trump Tower, everyone, Trump. It was all good things until the media said stop. They did a 180 on him, and it was, he's the devil, he's Hitler, he's Satan. He is conceited. Who cares if he's conceited? Who cares if the guy wants to be the best? I want him to be the best. I want a leader who wants to be the best. I want a leader who hardly sleeps, has multiple cell phones, and all he thinks about is winning. Nonstop. How do we win? How do we win? How do we win? How do we win? And I don't care if he chalks it up and buys himself a golden belt to wear around or a golden tower. As long as we win, that's all that matters. You know, however he celebrates is his own. You know, pride becomes before the fall. But let the guy continue to win. And don't get mad at him when he dances. Who cares? Let's not look at him dancing. Let's look at the win. That's all I got to say. You know, let's sit back and watch. Watch how this administration goes. Cash Patel's about to get in there and clean house, they say. What could the FBI be doing wrong to clean house? FBI, CIA, FDA, USDA, WHO, all these acronym things, let's abolish them all. Like Kennedy said, and splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces right before he gets shot. So, I mean, we got another Kennedy in there already taking the red dye, I guess, number 5, or red something out of your candies and your food. That's apparently caused cancer forever, but the U.S. likes using red dye and shit for some reason. So, that's now illegal. So, wait till Yellow 5 gets out. It makes your wiener small. That's what we used to say. When you drink Mountain Dew, your wiener's going to get small all the time. It still does. That's why mine's so small. I drank a lot of Mountain Dew back in the day. You know, I should sue Mountain Dew for what they done to me. Yeah, I've lost inches of my life to Mountain Dew. Sure have. That'd be an interesting lawsuit. We put that on Judge Judy or something. You know, give me Cochran. You know, I mean, we need some before and after photos. Okay, so I'm gonna do one at birth. Maybe there's a picture of me floating around on a Polaroid somewhere, like a Nirvana case, you know, like I'm swimming after a dollar bill or something. And then the now, I'm pretty sure it's the now is smaller than then. This is like a weight loss before and after type deal, and I'm a lot smaller now than then. All right, so Mountain Dew, I'm coming for you.
They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. Eat the cat, eat the cat. They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. Eat the cat, eat the cat. They're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. Eat the cat, eat the cat. 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 They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. Eat the cat, Eat the cat.
And ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us